Okay. So we finished the Gemara last week was about the nature of Egla Arufa and the Yisod of the Medida and what the purpose of the Medida is. So now we go weiter in the Gemara, a really an independent Gemara, but kind of following after the last Gemara. That again, just to reorient ourselves, the Gemara said that there's a machlokes tanaim Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not the Gemara on Yedaldim et al. The Gemara says whether or not you need three dayanim for Egla Arufa, or you need five dayanim for Egla Arufa. Everyone agrees that you need miyuchadim shebeshoftecha, that you need to have the highest court, the Sanhedrin Gedola. But the machlokes is based on the psukim in the parsha of Egla Arufa, the last Gemara on Yedaldim et al. Tanur Rabbanan, the yatzu zekenech v'shoftecha, zekenech shnayim, shoftecha shnayim, v'im beis nishokam, we'll see even only anecha, that's five. Harekan chamisha divar b'yudu, Reb Shimon Omer, zekenech shnayim, v'im beis nishokam, we'll see even only anecha, that's three. But everyone agrees that they have to be members of the Sanhedrin Gedola, but not the entire Sanhedrin Gedola. That was the medida of Egla Arufa. The Gemara says, "Masnisin deloiki atana." The Gemara on the first line of Yudalim Beis, our Mishnah is not like another Tana. Who is this mysterious other Tana? Disanya, because the Brisa says, "Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, v'yatzu zekenecha v'shoftecha zekenecha zusanhedrin v'shoftecha zemelech v'koyin gadol." Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov held that it wasn't sufficient to just go out to the Egla Arufa, to the dead person that was found dead in the middle of the street, and we have to now decipher which city is closest that they are going to bring the kapara of the Egla Arufa for this person that was murdered, and then we don't know who to punish. And as we said last week, one of the purposes was that we should now find out about who was the culprit and who was the criminal, and we should punish them. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says that you don't suffice with Sanhedrin, but you also need Melech v'Kohen Gadol. How do you know? Melech d'chsiv Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz, Kohen Gadol d'chsiv u'basa el ha-koyanim ha-leviyim v'yala shofet. So that since both by Melech and by Kohen Gadol, the Torah references that each of these individuals are somehow Shoftim. The Torah says, Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. A Melech represents Mishpat. And what also? Uvasela koyanim ve'ela shoifet. So the koyin also is connected to the shoifet. So therefore what? When the Gemara said, when the Torah says, v'yatza zechenecha v'shoftecha, shoftecha doesn't only mean what? Judges. It means koyin gadol and it means the Melech. So the Marsha asks on this Gemara, okay, so how do you know that you need Miuchadim Shebeshoftecha? How do you know that you need the highest court, which is learned out from the drasha of Miuchadim Shebeshoftecha? So the Marsha says we learn all three things. It's all the anything that is connects to the word Shoifet, which is the Sanhedrin Gedola, Ayin Aleph, and the Melech, and the Kohen. They all have to be going out, the Kohen Gadol, they all have to go out for the Medida of the Egla Arufa. Good. So why is our Mishnah loiki aitana? What's the Gemara saying? Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How does Gemara know our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Because the Mishnah just said three or five. The Mishnah never said anything about a Melech HaKohen Gadol. Comes along Taisvis, and Taisvis asks Akasha, top Taisvis, Tema, Imishum desmasnisim leichashiva Melech HaKohen Gadol. What, you're going to be medayik that it's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov from the fact that the Mishnah didn't list the necessity to bring not only the dayanim but the melech and the kohen gadol? As Tosfos, hacha nami ashkechan gabi ein moisifin ala ir. There's another case in the Mishnah that also requires not only dayanim, and in addition to the dayanim, to add on, let's say we want to expand Yerushalayim, we want to expand the city. So there's a process, a whole Gemara in Shavuos that tells you you have to bring certain karbanos and you need Dayanim, and you need the Melech and the Nasi and the Urim Betomim, Ubeis Sodos and two Korbanos, Vishir, and they have to sing. Kedistan Beperek Beis Vishvus, as the Gemara says on Daf Yudalad Aman Aleph, and the Chaim Gav. So ask Tosas, so what's Tosas' question? The Mishnah never said anything about all those requirements. Let's turn back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, "Ein mosifin ala ir v'ala zaros." You see where the great. "Ein mosifin ala ir v'ala zaros." I don't remember where it was. We got stuck on a Shabbos, and we couldn't. It took us a long time to figure out where the place was, and we all said, "Where's Eve?" "Ein mosifin ala ir v'ala zaros LLP bezdin shel shivim ve'echad." And what? It just says the number dayanim. What about the melech? What about the urim v'tumim? What about the karbanos? What about? Why didn't there's no diuk? The Mishnah's not getting involved in all these halachas. So if you're going to be medayik there, be medayik here. So the Tosa says, I don't understand the whole Gemara. V'chein gabi motziin l'melchemes harishus. Also to decide whether or not we're going to go to war in a situation where it's not a melchemes mitzvah. It's not specific nations. It's not to conquer Eretz Yisrael. It's a melchemes harishus. D'baninun melech u'meshuach melchama. You need a king and you need the person who speaks, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, that speaks before they go to battle. So why isn't that listed in our Mishnah? It just says, you need the Sanhedrin. Says Tosfos, the answer is as follows. V'yeshloimer de'b'chol hanu lo chashiv kulu mili el ha'shivim ve'echad l'chudayim. By all those other cases, you're right. All it said was the 71 dayanim. And it didn't list the other details. It says, but this one, since it's three or five, so if they needed a melech and a kohen gadol, it should have said it. Well, I don't even understand what Tosfos said. Tosfos said, I don't understand. You're being medayik that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold like our Mishnah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, you also, in addition to the Sanhedrin, needs what? Needs melech, needs kohen gadol. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? There are other statements in the Mishnayos that we all know from other Gemaras that we need other requirements, and that's also not listed in the Mishnah. So maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov could be the Tana of our Mishnah. Says Tosfos, no, because there, it's the full Sanhedrin. Here, it's three Dayanim, five Dayanim from the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So what do you answer? But Lamaisi, you missed some of the requirements.
The full Sanhedrin, like, totaled for more?
So I don't know if the full Sanhedrin's called for more.
I mean, yeah, if you need the full Sanhedrin, then obviously you need the Melech, the Gadol. I mean, it must be such a...
So, I want to go the opposite direction. Very similar to what you're saying, but in the opposite route. There's a distinction, like Mark's saying, that there's something that the Mishnah is signaling when it says the full Sanhedrin. The full Sanhedrin represents a certain godless, a certain type of Bezdin. And that's very fitting for the Mishnah of Maseches Sanhedrin. We spent a lot of time the Bezdin of Gimel. We spent a lot of time the Bezdin of Chaf Gimel. And now the Gemara gets to this new Milo of what? The Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Good. So now that's what it's discussing. You want to know the details of how to add on to the city of Yerushalayim, how to expand the Kedusha of Yerushalayim to allow more areas. That's Nachmina as Halacha. Rabosa, you're going to have to know when we want to expand Yerushalayim, because we want to have more areas that you're allowed to eat Kachim Talim, that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So we have to do this. We have to. You don't need a construction team. You need some karbanos and you need some rabbanim. You need some urim v'tumim. So that's what you need in order to expand, in order to develop the real estate. That's what we need in the times. But that's not relevant to Maseches Sanhedrin. That's not relevant for the Mishnah. Abrazak the Tosfos. This is what Lechora Tosfos is saying. But now there's another dimension. There's another halacha of the Sanhedrin. And Rabbi said, we've mentioned this Reb Chaim a few times. There's an example of sometimes that you can be on the Sanhedrin team, but not acting as a Sanhedrin. What do I mean? I mentioned last week that Reb Chaim suggested, based on our Gemara, that the fact that you can have halachos of the shoftecha, the miyuchadim sheba shoftecha, people that are on the Sanhedrin Gedola, that are only going to be what? Three dayanim. Or five dayanim. For medidas elegla arufa, you see that the Sanhedrin Gedola is not just formalized to be a bezdin, but rather it's a license. You have an identification card. You're a member in the Minoy Hagavra. As you as a person, as a stature, you now are on the team. And even if the team is not collected, you now have a certain koyach. What koyach? Medidas, Hegla Arufa. Even when the Ayin Aleph, the 71 Dayanim are not here, I still have a koyach. So Tosis is saying, that's the pshat. Bishlama, if you want to tell me halachos that are what? All of the 71 Dayanim. So the Mishnah said that 71 Dayanim, it didn't leave the details. That's for wherever the Gemara is going to discuss those details. Gemara in Shavuos, the Gemara wherever, Gemara in Saita. However, if you're going to tell me what? That they're not acting b'toyres bezdin. That now they have a koyach b'toyres minu yagavra. That they now could even be with an identification card as three dayanim and as five dayanim. And Rabbi said, remember, why did Reb Chaim come on to this idea? Reb Chaim suggested, not like the Rav suggested that we said many months ago. But Reb Chaim suggested the answer to the Ramban's question on the Ramban of how we could be Mekadosh Chachodesh even in the times of the Amoraim, if what? The Bezdin HaGadol already was kicked out of Yerushalayim and they didn't exist in the Lishkas HaGazis way after the Churban, and we know that the Bezdin HaGadol ceased to exist 40 years before the Churban HaMikdash. So ask the Ramban and challenges the Ramban against the Rambam, apparently it's not a necessity to what? To have the Sanhedrin HaGadolah for Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Kiddush HaChodesh went on for many years after Churban HaMikdash, when the Sanhedrin HaGadolah did not exist. Says Reb Chaim, you're right. Maybe you don't need the Sanhedrin HaGadolah as Sanhedrin HaGadolah. You just needed members that were what? That were carrying that identification. And as long as those people existed, that gave the koach to be Mekadosh HaChodesh for all those generations longer, even though they weren't in the Lishkas HaGazis formalized as a Bezdin. So let's just finish the Tosis. So now Tosis is saying, so if you're going to tell me that they're existing independently as three or five, just as a part of the Bezdin HaGadol, so what? So then you see that you're not going with Torah Sanhedrin, so then you have to list all the halachas. So now you're going above and beyond the halachas of Basi Din, and they're not representing a Bezdin, so then you should really list all the other details of Melech and Kohen Gadol. Yeah, Eve. That's exactly right. So when... No. When it comes to the Azar adding on to the ear, I need the entire Bezdin. And therefore, the Mishnah doesn't list anything else. Yeah. And that's why it's listed in the Mishnah. And that's why the other details aren't mentioned. We don't have a kasha over there. But once you're going to tell me that now we're listing Dinim, that... Avada, you need the Melech and Kohen Gadol, but I don't have a kasha on the Mishnah. What Tosfos asked, why it wasn't mentioned there? Because there was the Bezdin, and that was the Mila. Then this Gemara is saying this is Vasikin Delaika of Lazar ben Yaakov. What do you mean it's Lo Dugalosa? What's the difference between that and Lahosif Alayaros? The answer is here. It's just Betoris Mina Gavra. It's the identification card. It's not Betoris Bezdin. Good. Frek to Gemara kasha. Iboilu Rab Lazar ben Yaakov bechada polig or ibitarta polig. The Gemara has a suffix. I want to analyze Rav Lazar ben Yaakov's opinion. Rav Lazar ben Yaakov is of the opinion that you need a melech and you need a kohen, the kohen gadol, to come out from Medidas Egla Arufa. Is that all he argues about? Or does he also argue about the number of the dayanim as well? Once we're explaining that he's not the Tan of our Mishnah, maybe he disagrees with our Mishnah completely and the number 3 and the number 5 is also wrong. Namely what? The Melech the Kohen Gadol Pligi Abba Basenhejin Ikreb Yehuda Ikreb Shimon? Is it that he just argues that you need an additional Melech and a Kohen Gadol, but for the number of Dayanim he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that you need 5 or to Rabbi Shimon that you need 3 and that suffices? Ol Dilma Basenhejin Nami Polig, the Omer Kula Sanhedrin Bo'inon. Or no, maybe Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov argues completely and he says, no, it's not enough to just have the 3 and the 5. But he would need all of Sanhedrin. If we would try to, in Lamdisha terms, with our Hezber that we just explained, what would be the Nekudas HaMachloikas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, to need the entire Sanhedrin. So Rabbi Chaim will say, the suffix of the Gemara is, perhaps Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov viewed Egla Arufa as not sufficing with the identification card, with a member that just carries that ID, but it now is another function of the entire Beis Din. That's where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was coming from. And just like there are certain dinim that they exist, they need the entire Sanhedrin, so too Medidas Egla Arufa needs the entire Sanhedrin. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Amar of Yosef Toshma. Rabbi Yosef says, I'd like to bring a raya. Motzan abeis pagi vehimra lehen. There's Allah of Zokin Mamre, a person in Parsha Shoftim that decides to argue on the Beis Din HaGadol in a certain halacha. A halacha, the Gemara tells us in the 10th parak, probably get there in 25 years, that the Gemara says that the Sanhedrin HaGadol has had a certain psak within the rules of Chiyuvei Kares. And this Rav decided, and it was a Rav, it was a person who was a Giyah or Rav, it's a person of stature. So Shaila, how, if he has to be a certain age, 40 years old, or he needs to have smicha, it's a machloikas between Rambam and Rashi, but he argues on the Beis Din HaGadol. So he's chayev misa. He's going to be killed with chenek. So what happens if he doesn't argue with them in the Lishkas HaGazas in the Beis HaMikdash? He rather finds them outside, in Yerushalayim. A Beis Pagi. Rashi says, Beis Pagi, the second Rashi, Makom lefnim michomas ha'ir v'nidon ki Yerushalayim l'chol dvarav. It happened to be an area that was inside the walls of the city, and he was arguing with them in Yerushalayim. Yachol tehei hamra'a so hamra'a. I would have thought that maybe his zakin mamre, his argument, is actually works and you can kill him. Talmud Leimar, the Pasuk says, v'kamta v'alisa ela makom. It has to be in the makom. In the makom, Adi. Shemelamid shamakom goreim. Tosfos here says, Adi, you should find this Tosfos very interesting. Melamid shamakom goreim, which means what? That you need to argue on the Beis Din HaGadol where specifically? In the Lishkas HaGazis, on the Harabais. Even though Tosfos says, when it comes to the next Tosfos, Afal Gavdev Maiser Sheni Ksiv Nami Makom, U'Maiser Sheni Necho B'chol Ha'ir. So Tosfos is saying this is inconsistent. The Torah says Makom a lot of times, and Maiser Sheni is eaten all in Yerushalayim. So how come Makom over here means Yerushalayim, and Makom over here means the Beis HaMikdash? Tosfos doesn't give a hesber. Maybe we can give a hesber based on what Adi said over the summer. He gave a whole shiur on this idea that makom means different things in different areas of the Torah. It's exactly what Tosfos is highlighting. When it comes to the Beis Din HaGadol, makom clearly meant Beis HaMikdash. Right? When it comes to Maaser Sheni, Tosfos says makom is not necessarily the Beis HaMikdash, and it actually means Yerushalayim. Fine? So the Gemara says, V'kamta olav alisa ela makom. Melamed sha makom goyren. You see that what? It's not enough just to argue with the Beis Din HaGadol. You actually need to argue the Beis Din HaGadol in the area that is significant, and that's in the Lishkas HaGazas. So the Gemara asks, wait one second. This guy's bumping in the Shuk, in the middle of Yerushalayim, right? In the middle of Machne Yehuda, and he's bumping into the entire Sanhedrin. Wow, that's quite a trip. Unbelievable. And what? Chutzpah, he decides to argue with them in the middle of Machne Yehuda. So Gemara says, what? Dinafikama. How many of these Dayanim were just taking the day off? What's going on? He just bumped into the entire Sanhedrin Gedola as is possible. So if you say, Ile mimiktsasan, if you say, no, he only bumped into some of the Dayanim, so then what? Dil mahanach diika gavoi kamai kavase. Of course he's not going to be chayiv misa. Why? Because the other guys, the other Dayanim that are what? That are not here, maybe they hold like his shita, like his machloikis. So of course he's not going to be, I need a pasuk to tell me I'm makom goyrim. He's not chayiv because there might be dayanim that agree with him. Oh, we'll get to that. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. Good. Elipshita dinofik kulhu. Rather, it must be that all of the dayanim were actually there and he argued with all of them. Right? And therefore, the pasuk has to tell you, even though he argued with the entire Sanhedrin Gedolah, what? Hamakum goyim is not chayiv. So that's the pasuk. So Gemara says, Lamai. Well, suddenly, why is all the Sanhedrin picking up and going? Every single dayan, all 71 are leaving? If you say that what, there was a sale in Machane Yehuda, and they wanted to just get as many, arbis as possible before Shabbos. Mi motzu nafki? It's not so simple. They're not allowed to all leave. V'hoksiv sararcha agan hasoyer al yachser hamezek. You cannot leave too many dayonim. What's the lasha? How do you read it? Yeah, what is the pasuk? Sarareich agan hasoyer. No, sharareich agan hasoyer hasahar el yechser hamezek bitneich harim eschitim suga b'shoshana. Pasuk and shir hashirim. So the Gemara, the pasuk and shir hashirim darshins that there always has to be a certain number of dayanim in the Sanhedrin that are still, on duty. They're still like in the corps, in the ambulance corps. They're still there just in case. So twice this year as the discussion, how many dayanim is that? How do you figure out from that word al yechzer amezeg? He thinks that it's dependent on the ratio of diluting wine. Is it? One third, is it a quarter? How many dayanim do you have to leave? Is it 23 dayanim? So the Gemara asks, Elam el davar shus mi motzi nafki v'achsiv sharar cha'agan asoyer al yechzer amezek. Elepshitul advar mitzah must be that they only left. Why? Because they were obligated to what? Dvar mitzah hechidami. Lav lemedidas egla v'Rab Lozer ben Yaakovi. Elamai you see it was Rab Lozer ben Yaakov shita. And what? They have to go for Egla Rufa. The Amar Kula Sanhedrin being, and now we were poshed ourselves fake that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't only argue about what? About Melech and about the Kohen Gadol. He also argues about the 3 and the 5 that it needs 71 Dayanim. Amar Be'alai Abai like going to Yatzullah, Isif Alayir Alazaris. No, there's no Raya. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't argue, and it's talking about that they needed to go out to be Maisif to expand Yerushalayim where you need all 71 Dayanim. Because it's not in Mosif and Aliyar of Azaros, like the Mishnah says, that you can't add on to the city and to the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, Elo Bebelzdin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. Tanya Kavasid Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a Braisa that says the exact original answer. Matzon HaBeis Pagi Ve'himra Alein, Kegoin Sheyotzel Medidas Egla, so you see that even by Egla Arufa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov actually held that was one of the examples that all of the Sanhedrin Gedola leaves, and that would be a Dvar Mitzvah, and he argued not only on our Mishnah for Melech and for Kohen Gadol, but he argued even on our Mishnah about the number of Dayanim that are necessary for Egla Arufa. Why? Again, Tosis asks, Masbistin, the Loki Aitana, the Gemara was saying because it left out Melech and Kohen Gadol. So now what?
So now you just prove
that he needs 71. So again, Tosis was before the Gemara had the suffix. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How do you know our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Says the Gemara, answers the question, because there's no mentioning of Melech and Kohen Gadol. So Tosfos asks on that, what do you mean? There's no mentioning in many areas. So Tosfos says, on that Avamina, Tosfos says, no, there was when there was a 71. Here is when it's 3 or 5. You're right. It's true, at the end of the day, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he happens to hold 71, but at that stage of the Gemara didn't know necessarily that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argued, and the Gemara wasn't sure. So, yeah, it's a good point. But I think the Tosfos still holds true in that shlab of the Gemara. So now let's see the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Yad Ramah is something very similar. So what happened? This guy is bubbing into the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and he's arguing with them, and the Gemara wants to know, is he chayev al tzakein mavri? So how many, what Abe mentioned before, how many dayanim does a tzakein mavri have to argue with in order to be chayev chenek, in order to argue? So the Meiri writes Beferish later on in Sanhedrin that if he doesn't argue with all dayanim, he is not chayev. But apparently that's not the opinion of all Rishonim. Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah. Perish v'afilu nafik rubayhu.
Where is that?
The Gemara, the second, the Dibra Maskel, the nafik kami yilema. You see? So, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, even if majority of the Dayanim left to do whatever they had to do, you could still say, you could still argue that those that are inside, that didn't come out, hold like the Zaken Mamre, and therefore he's not Chayav. The Afal Gav, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, and clarifies what the halachos are for Zaken Mamre. The Afal Gav, the Ihava Kulu Belishkas Hagazis Ve'ifagu Sanhedrin Azlinun Basaruba, like Abe said, and even though it's true that if everyone was in the Lishkas Hagazis, and to be, you would argue with the Bezdin HaGadol in the Lishkas Hagazis, we would be Mechayev you for arguing with the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, even if you're only arguing with what? With Rov, with majority. Apparently the Rabbeinu Yonah held against the Meiri that it's sufficient to argue with Rov. V'hasta mishum de'istel emeimar achrei rabim. And that is why, because we have the halach, we have the pasuk of Achrei Rabim Lahatos, we follow the majority. But if you only bump into Rov, you could say, what do you mean? Maybe the other guys that are inside hold like me, so therefore the Zaken Mamre is Potter. Even though, again, we're meeting the credentials that we usually would need if we would be in the Lishkas Hagazis. I'm arguing with majority, and the majority is here, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. But since there is a minority that's in the Bezdin that might hold like me, that's going to now make me not a Zaken Mamre. So after Rabbeinu Yonah, Bahani Efshadi Chazi Tamayad Avimishka Chube. And maybe if they would rationalize and they would hear the other time, they would agree. So ask the Rabbeinu Yonah a very simple question. Okay, why don't we set up the case as follows? You met the majority, you argued with the majority, and this Baal Gaiva, this arguer, was not sufficient to him to convince and to argue with what? The majority of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. He had to go after everyone. And he went into Lishkas Hagazis, and he met the minority, and he was Chayzer v'Himra. So now what? So then maybe what? Maybe that should be sufficient.
The majority's outside.
Right. So we're before the Pasuk. The Gemara doesn't have a Pasuk yet. The Gemara says, what's the case? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that, why didn't the Gemara just answer that the case is where he argued with everyone, just they argued with everyone separately? No, but the problem is he needs to argue on Rove. So,
but he has to argue against a unanimous opinion, no?
So the Rabbeinu Yonah holds no. He has to argue on Rove.
So
Rabbeinu Yonah says, so why don't you say that he bumped into Rove? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it has to be that they're all together. So, because he has to argue against all of them. Even though if they would be in the Beis HaMikdash, if he would argue on the majority, that would be sufficient against the Meiri. So now, what happens after the Rabbeinu Yonah? So let's set a case that he argues on the Rove, and then he goes to argue again with what? With the minority.
Well, he's changing his mind, or he's not changing
his
mind.
Who?
He's arguing, say, the Zaken Mamre holds, I hold this. So the Rove on the outside held something else.
Right.
And he says, I hold this. He goes to the minority now.
That we don't know their opinions yet. I just argued with them.
Just
the minority of numbers. Yeah, not the minority in opinion. Yeah. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah was saying. We don't know if they disagree or not disagree. But again, it's sufficient to argue with Rove. So you already have the numbers that you need. Right. Just what? There's a technicality that I didn't present the argument to the other people that are inside. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, just to set up a situation that you went to both of them.
That's not Zaken Mamre.
Why not?
It's Zaken Mamre. He's arguing on the sock that's coming out of the Sanhedrin Gedolah.
That's exactly what he's doing. Sanhedrin Gedolah.
I disagree with you, the majority. I disagree with you, 40. I disagree with you, 30. Lishkas Hagazis. That doesn't make him a fucking nightmare.
Why not?
Same
is he not arguing with his Sanhedrin? It's the same stuff.
The same
stuff. Same stuff. Mm-hmm. Same stuff. We're just trying to figure out numbers. So then says the Rabbeinu Yonah, midilo mukul k'shemer al oisin shebechutz v'chazer v'himer al oisin shebefnim. Shma mino she'ein amra so amra ad she'yukulam b'mokum echad. There is no din zokin mamre unless they're all together. So, if you want to tell me like the Meiri, that the reason is because a zokin mamre is only chal if he argues with a unanimous opinion, that he has to argue with everyone, and as long as there's someone that holds like him, he's felt in the zokin mamre, he's not a full zokin mamre. I can understand this, Rabbi Yonah. But that's not what the Rabbi Yonah says. The Rabbi Yonah is not backing down that what? That rove is sufficient. Oh yeah, if the minority dissents and the minority argues and the minority says, we do agree with him. Guess what the Rabbi Yonah says? He's Chayv Chenek. He's Chayv Chenek because he went against the majority of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So then Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't understand. So why do they have to be sitting all together? Why do they have to be all at once? I didn't understand the Rabbeinu Yonah. Why do they have to be all together? What's the halacha? You have the numbers. You argued with the Rov. You even presented it to the minority afterwards. So now follow Rov and now make him a Zakin Mamre. So, I wanted to suggest the following chiddush, which is a chiddush that applies in many different areas of Allah. And it's an idea that the Dvar Avram, who was the Kovner Rav, Dvar Avram was the Rav in Kovner in World War II. He was the Pesek Hador. He was the Ramey Feinstein of that generation. And unfortunately, he was killed by the Nazis. So the Dvar Avram asked the following question. We have a concept in halacha of rubo kekula. If you have majority, it's as if you have everything. Rubo kekula. So if that's the case, why don't I say that even if I have the majority of a measurement, so now you have a sufficient amount. The halacha is, I have to drink a revius. So now let me drink rov a revius. I have to eat a kezias. Let me eat rov of a kezias. Rubo kekulo. So it's as if, through rov, it's as if I have the whole thing. So I don't understand. So now say rubo kekulo, even on the shear that I need. So says the Dvar Avram as follows. He brings Rashi in Yevamos. It's on the first column, the bottom paragraph. It starts Hamilsa de Pshita, five lines down. Hamilsa de Pshita hi da halacha de Ruba Kukulo, halacha of Ruba Kukulo, lo nemer ella al rov kol hadover, velo al rov chelek mimeno. You only say Ruba Kukulo on an entire entity. But if you don't have the entire entity, then you don't say Ruba Kukulo. Or as Rav Soloveitchik or Rav Shechter coined the term, as the rove of a unit. You have a unit, and then you want to have rove of that unit. Now we can say, rove of that unit now suffices as if you have the whole unit. But what? But so no longer the rove achelek eno kikol achelek. But if I only have rove of achelek, of partial, then you don't say ruba kukulo on everything. So now I could just have rove of a kazayas, and now I didn't even have a kazayas. L'dugma b'hadashira beged l'inyan tumah. The halacha is that I take a beged into a house that is tameh, even a beged of tzaras, that's gimel al gimel, that's 3x3. So the halacha is that what? It's metameh the house. Damrina biyavamis daf kufkuvim obeys matlis, you have a little handkerchief. Sheyesh bo gimel al gimel, that's the shear of a beged. Afal pi she'em bo kezayis, kevin shenichnas rubo lebayis tahor tamosel. Since majority of that 3x3 beged went into the house, it was metame the entire house. B'humishum de rubo kekulo ayim perish Rashi shon. Hari de kashenichnas mehach matlis shtayim al shalosh dai letame. When 2 out of 3 rove of the beged went into the house, that now was metame the entire house. V'ilu hoya beged gadol v'nichnas mimenu shtayim al shalosh. But let's say the beged, the garment was huge. And now I have rove of the shear of tumah, which is the same amount, 2 out of 3, instead of rove of the entire beged. Afal pishu rove hashir, even though if it was on its own, if it was independent, that would be the amount that would be matame the house. Now that it's what? It's now just rove of a measurement, but it's not of a rove of the entire beged, of the entire unit. Hatzarach lebeged linyan tuma abayis tar, below amrinan kevin shenichnas rove gimel al gimel, rubo kakul of avik nichnas kol gimel al gimel. We don't say that now since majority of that measurement went in, now it's as if the whole thing went in, and that's metam of the house. So you would have two different examples of different shiurim of begadim, that if rove went in, if it was a small beged, then you say rubo kakulo, and it's metam of the house. But if rove went in, only two etzbos went in a situation where what? Where it was a larger beged, then suddenly the same exact shear is not metam. Why? Because it's not rove of the entire unit. And ruba kakulo only applies when you have the entire unit. And that's the reason why, when I drink rove kos of a kiddush cup, since I have an entire kos there, now I can say ruba kakulo. But if what? I drink rove of a shear, or rove of a kezayis, that's not the entire unit, that's not going to apply ruba kakulo. Has to be rove of some other entity. Some other concept. So Im Kain, I think that's exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah is highlighting by us. It's true, the numbers, and in the numbers game, it's sufficient for the Zakin Mamre to argue with rove. But Nira Lefiyanei Azdaiti, the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, but in order for what? For the rove to kick in and to say ruba kakulo, it has to be a unit. When is it a unit? It's a unit when the Bez and Agodol sitting together. When they're babas achas. And Rabbi said, let's remember, the source of ruba kakulo, Reb Chaim tells us, is learnt out from Bezdin. Because you convert the miya tadayonim that are the dissenting opinion, and now you say it's as if you have the full Bezdin Agodol and their ayin aleph. What allows you to now say ruba kakulo when they exist as a unified entity? When they exist as one chefza of a Sanhedrin Agdala? Exactly like the Dvar Avram suggested. So now we have an example of the source of ruba kakulo, and the Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us that it suffices for you to argue on rov to be a Zakin Mamre, and yes, if you don't have all the Dayanim sitting together, that halacha doesn't kick in. Why should that be? L'chayra, the Hezver is because Ruba Kakulo can only exist if we're connected as one entire unit, as the Sanhedrin, sitting together, all together. I want to just close the shir tonight with one final question. If you remember last week, I have that on the sheets, the Radvaz was of the opinion that even though the Rambam held that the Medida is with what was the Radvaz's opinion? The Radvaz said in Perek Hay of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Arifas Ha'egle Bechamisha, the actual Arifas Ha'egle was with five Dayanim, said the Radvaz, Achidish Godel, the Afal Gav, Dilgabi Medidas Ha'cholaboy Kol Sanhedrin Gedoyla. He says, the Rambam's very Meduic. The Rambam says the actual Arifa needs five Dayanim. But how much does the measurement need? So the Radvaz was of the opinion of Chiddush Nifla that would be Sanhedrin Gedoyla. So if the Radvaz is right, so I have a kash on the Gemara. The Gemara says what? It's a case where the whole Sanhedrin went out for a specific purpose. Says the Gemara, why would the Sanhedrin go out? It must be for a specific mitzvah. Arifa Sa'egla must be going according to that one Tana that holds what? Arifa Sa'egla is not only with three and five, or five, it's with all, according to the Radvaz. This is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda for the Medida as well. So the Gemara is against the Radvaz, because the Gemara suggested that you only have Kol Sanhedrin within the opinion of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. According to the Radvaz's approach within the Rambam, that Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda has certain times that you have Kol Sanhedrin, and the Gemara is a Blachora Arai against the Radvaz. Tzarechiyah. Okay.
Shkoyach.